Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're chatting during the break. We were watching a little bit of the highlights from the Giants-Jets game. And Jackson Dart going to push that spot for Russell Wilson at the starting quarterback. He's looked good in the preseason
I was all...
You were high in him.
I was a huge fan of him last year. I just loved Dart. And just absolutely loved him.
You did.
And he looks really good. Everything about him looks really good. Now, again, a couple of preseason games, let's take it in stride. But sure. He looks really good.
I mean, got him. But it means something, though.
Because the interception thrown by Wilson was terrible. It was a terrible interception like that. It was just like, just threw it, I don't know, where there's miscommunication. I don't know for sure, but it looked bad on his part. Maybe it's something with the receiver. It looked really bad, but Dart looks really good. And like I said, Stetson Bennett was unbelievable. He was like 28 for 40, 340 yards, like a TD or two. I think he had a pick in there, I think. But
must be pretty good.
Rams. And he looked really good. I mean, I'm watching him going like, that dude's going to be a backup, and he's going to play in the league. At some point in time, Stetson Bennett will start a game in the NFL.
And Stetson Bennett, you hear him, like Spurrier was saying, he's like kind of like the poster boy. You can win a national title without a good quarterback. Stetson was pretty good.
Pretty good. But he was. He wasn't. Was he drafted?
If he was, it was late.
Yeah. So, it was
not. I thought it was a 6th-round pick. Was he?
Might have been.
So, anyway, but no. There's some truth to that when you say, well, he won without a great quarterback. He's pretty good. I'm watching him play. It's pretty good to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, though, the way that works. Like, you think of great quarterbacks that led teams in national title, like Cam Newton and then Stetson Bennett.
It's a tough comparison there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then Cam Newton just had a monster, monster year in the NFL. When they won it, right?
And they got beaten in.
Did they lose the?
They Super lost Bowl? The Super Bowl.
But no, he won the champ title, the national title. You're saying
in college he won.
In college, yeah, he didn't win. Yes. He didn't win a Super Bowl.
No, he made one. They lost the Broncos in 2015. But they were like 15-1 that year. They were a really good team. Last thing also before I move on is that I saw Ashton Jeanty, of course, the 1st-round pick from Boise State to the Raiders, had a nice game against the Niners. Had a nice run, and he says after the game, I'm here. I've arrived now. It's time to keep this going and make plays for this team. He thought that moment, that game, was his arrival to the NFL.
He arrived.
I've arrived.
He arrived in the face of number two for the 49ers.
That was a rough play for that safety.
Yeah, you got to watch that over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I've arrived.
Impressive.
He's announced himself. He's arrived after week two of the preseason.
Yes.
Ashton Jeanty.
Are the Raiders going to be formidable?
Tough division. Chiefs are in that division. Chargers are good. Broncos are good. The AFC West is brutal. Yeah. That is brutal.
Rudy said he's a fourth-round pick. Stetson Bennett.
Fourth round.
Fourth round pick.
Thank you, Rudy.
Rudy's doing it.
Thanks, Rudy.
I didn't know Rudy listened to the show. So that is awesome. Rudy's been listening.
Fourth round. Stetson was a fourth round.
I didn't guess that. I thought
he was 6 minutes.
He was drafted ahead of Shadur. I mean, he's drafted in a higher round than Shadur.
Yeah. If you watch him right now, you go like, oh, this is a pretty good deal. This is a pretty good deal.
Stetson. How about that?
Yeah. Stetson Bennett from Georgia with the Rams now.
He's not just a gamey little guy. He's got some talent.
He's got some talent.
Yeah. 464-5685, call or text as always. There's some stuff going on this weekend regarding some sources. This is from ESPN. The sources are saying the Big Ten apparently is curious about expanding the playoff to 24 or 28 teams. This is from ESPN's report. This says sources say that if it went to 28 teams per the Big Ten's desire, that would include 7 guaranteed spots for the Big Ten, 7 for the SEC, 5 for the ACC, and 5 for the Big 12 and guaranteed spots in this playoff, which that's a lot of teams in the playoff. It's also a lot more games. When does the season start? When does the season end in that scenario? If it went to 28 teams, and why would they want to go that kind of major expansion? I have no idea why you'd want to go to from 12 to 28.
Right,
my first take on it is that some sort of let's just leak this out there because we want to get, we know what we want to get. 4 AQs. We want to get 16.
Be 4
AQs.
Clear on that.
Let's be that. We'll clear at that. And we're just going to throw something out there that's just kind of crazy. And now,
I don't even take this serious.
I don't even take it serious. I don't, because I think America would push back on that.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I want more games.
I didn't want to get.
No, I like the play-in game part of it, which gets you to 16. I told you I like those quality games. But even that. If they keep it at 12, I'm not losing my mind either. If they keep it at 12, I'm not losing my mind.
Jake, I don't think this is the Big Ten's idea. I think they...
Well, this is... ESPN says, Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti ran the idea by his conference on Wednesday, per sources.
But I think it was somebody else's idea, and he just ran it by him. I mean, I don't think this is a Big Ten's... This isn't the Big Ten saying, we want this 28-28 thing.
Tony ran it. He talked
to the conference about it.
See what they
think. It says Big Ten floating idea for 24 to 28 team
playoff. We're just reading headlines here, Steve.
Yeah, just doing journalism
Just doing journalism here is all we're doing.
This is Pete Thamel reporting. Very
Thamel.
Respected reporter Thamel. Pete Thamel wrote the article here on ESPN.
I read it they're just floating it by their members to see if there'd be anybody that would be interested. I don't know why they would do it. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. They're starting to make a mockery of the whole conversation.
That's what it feels like.
The word mockery is 100% right there. It's a mockery. I agree with that.
It's just like, what are we doing now? Yeah. Come on.
In this potential, it'd be 20 playoff games at home sites, though.
I don't care. Very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. I don't care. I don't care.
Someone has a good take on the text. Unnamed texter says, Fox, Big Ten's daddy, told Tony to present to the conference.
That makes sense.
For the sake of revenue.
That makes sense.
That's why.
There might be certain times they say, hey, you have to bring this up. Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Big Ten here, think about maybe going to 24 or 28. What do you guys think? Don't like it? Sounds good. All right. Next.
I got the impression that's what this is.
I have the same feeling.
It didn't gain much traction at all this weekend, did you notice?
Yeah, I don't think there was anyone going like, you got to look at this hard.
High rolls.
We got to look at this thing really hard. No, you don't. No, you don't.
You just want to destroy college football as we know it. Do that. Just do that.
Me and Steve grew up when they named at some point in time. We didn't really follow it that time, but they named the winner prior to the bowl games one time. Nixon did it in 1968, I think it was, declared Texas the national champions in the locker room before the bowl game.
That was fine.
That was fine. The other ones were just voted on. Just voted on. And there would be teams playing for the national champ. Just think about that. Miami's playing for the national championship against Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And Nebraska's like 12th. So, I mean, just think about that, too.
I know.
There's like the matchups of 1 versus 2. You know, it just wasn't out there.
I'm still calling it better times, though.
There was, I tell you one thing, there was intrigue to it. It made it very,
the bowl season was incredible.
That bowl season was just absolutely incredible.
Just in, like, Jake, I don't know what to tell you. The bowl season.
There was a time in my life where bowl season was still very important.
Yeah, there was.
There was. I didn't miss that completely.
No, you did.
Now it's obviously not the same. But
you were 12.
Yeah, early 2000s, bowl season was big. It was huge.
I watched
all the games.
The Holiday Bowl. Watch the Holiday Bowl. That was incredible. There were so many good Holiday Bowls. Tell me the last
you
5 years when you're fired up about the Holiday Bowl.
You were in the Alamo Bowl when the Alamo Bowl was like...
It was sold out.
That
Michigan game was awesome.
It was sold out. You couldn't get in the place. And loud. It was only about 50,000 fans. It was so loud.
Wow.
The Riverwalk was packed. It was insane what the scene was. And the game was insane, too.
Better times.
Right now,
talk about loud. It was an open air press box, so I got the full brunt of it.
You walked to the game.
Yep,
you walked to the game. It was like 4 blocks away.
I think we did.
It was incredible.
I saw that. Then that when Nebraska played Michigan State in that Alamo Bowl,
2003,
probably another great one.
Bill would be semi interested in this.
That was with Jeff Smoker, the quarterback.
Yeah, and I went to Denny's the night before the game with Sean. And it was pretty late. Like it was like after 10. And there was Smoker.
The quarterback.
Jeff Smoker. Smoker was there with his – he had green sweatpants on. I talked to him a little bit.
The night before the game?
Yeah. He was at Denny's. He was 100% at Denny's.
Approximate time?
The quarterback. It had to be after 10. I mean
– That's insane. Right. Because usually the night before the game, you're just
– Jeff Smoker.
Hold up. Smoker was there. I think he put up 3 the next day.
Yeah, they did it. They 3 points. That's what it was. 17-3 final score.
Is it Denny's?
Yeah, Denny's.
They had a good running back.
They have a great Denny's. It's still there, right by the Alamo Bowl Stadium.
That team had Javon Ringer, good running back from Michigan State.
God, you remember Ringer?
I remember watching the game vividly. Yes, I watched it closely. I was about 12 years old.
I can't even say who the head coach for Michigan State was.
Is that John L. Smith or not?
Probably John L.
I think you nailed it. God.
I think it was John L. Smith.
Yeah. It was John L. Smith.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. Leafhome.com/water.
Smith. 3 points.
That's all they put up. That's all they had in them.
That's a lot.
Nebraska scored, I think, 17.
It was not a very entertaining game. It was low score. 17-3.
I didn't mind it. Then that was it for Bo.
We have some response from the text line here to the playoff model. Oh, Ron, boy. You guys won't like this one. Here's Ron. Says, I would take a bigger playoff over those, quote, better times that you're talking about. Oh, Ron.
Shots fired.
Ooh. Shots fired. Came right at us.
He says also all those great bowl games would have been better as playoff games.
Yeah, it doesn't quite operate that way, Ron. That's not how it's going to work. It's going to be a home game, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, Ron's taking shots.
I mean, there's some parts
shots back at Ron.
Yeah. Diplomatic, Bill.
Yeah.
Struggling for Lincoln listeners right now.
You're trying to keep them with us.
Lose diplomacy, them. Please.
I think Ron is in Lincoln.
Bill's got a point. A bad one.
Hold it.
I know.
Hold it. You're the one that, you're the one who started this. You started the whole thing. Now I'm backing you up, and all of a sudden you're... What is
I'm
that?
Sorry, I slipped. Ron's got a point. I'll just keep it at that. Thank you, Ron, very much for listening.
James says, keep it at 16 teams, and for the love of everything, can we stop with guaranteeing each conference a specific number of teams?
It's a toughie.
It's a toughie because I like the play-in games that the top six have a chance, and those games would be pretty ridiculous. But I'm also, someone can also, you know, I could be there sitting in the courthouse, and all of a sudden, remember, that was me. I said, absolutely not. No guarantees.
Right. I got
not
mixed
doing
emotions.
It. I went 11-5. I was fought that. Then all of a sudden, they start talking about these playing games. And I'm like, hang on
now.
That's
the intrigue.
That's pretty cool. Now, I will say this. If you're a Nebraska fan, you want those AQs and you want those playoff games. So that keeps the top six teams involved. And so the chance of being the top six in the Big Ten, really good.
Pretty good chance. It's just the artificial part of it, like awarding bids before the season.
Yeah, that yeah.
I just think it would be, it's going to be so strange. There was one that happened last year, but it's going to be one-offs that there's not four teams that make it every time out of the Big Ten and out of the SEC.
I think so.
So I just think that's just going to happen probably 98% of the time. So just saying that they have them guaranteed doesn't really bother me that much.
No,
doesn't bother. But I just, those games intrigue me. But I was on the 5-11 for a long time.
Yeah.
Which also the 5-11 keeps the what? Keeps the championship games as very, very unique.
I'm just trying to envision if every year, would there be seven Big Ten teams that would be viable to be playoff teams? I think
28
no.
teams?
In that model they pushed, they said
out of 28?
Seven Big Ten, seven SEC, five ACC, five Big 12 would be that model.
So what are you saying? You think SEC would have seven viable?
They might. I mean, each conference would have some doubt there, but the SEC oftentimes has seven or eight teams that are really, really good.
A little shout out to the SEC by you.
I think they're a little deeper than the Big Ten.
In the middle core of the standings, they definitely are. But like I said, you have all the opportunities that I just don't see right now. They can't figure out 16. They can't seem to get the 16 team. No. It's probably going to stay at 12. So all of a sudden, maybe just go 26.
Blow it up and make it bigger.
And the committee would seed the field
and
pick the at-large teams. That gives you pause. I do like it from the standpoint that the ACC and the Big 12 would each receive five. I do like that.
I agreed.
And I even like that there'd be two auto bids for the non-Power Four conferences, each of them. That's what I do like about that. Because it keeps everybody involved. Inclusion is good. I mean, we grew up at a time where there was inclusion. I mean, I don't like the new college football where teams like, there's just certain teams that are getting pushed off the map completely. And I don't like that. I like it when, I'm trying to think of a team, like Utah State, I want to be viable. I want Utah State to come to Lincoln and be able to win, you know? And have a good shot and have it be a somewhat a landscape that's somewhat meaningful.
Anytime you have hope of some sort.
Yeah.
If you're going to San Jose State and you're going, you know what? We win the Mountain West. We have this going to field. We have a chance to maybe get in the playoffs and just say we're in it. That'd be kind of a cool deal.
You get two teams in this thing. So it's not going to happen. So it doesn't matter.
Jake, when it comes down to voting for the national championship, what is the greatest one ever?
I don't know.
And it's not really even close. It's BYU winning the Holiday Bowl over a 6-6 Michigan and getting named national champion. That was that, like 1984.
I still say better times.
And the game, and here's the best part: the game was like December 18th or something like that, or 20. Yeah, all the New Year's Day games hadn't even been played,
and they were named champions.
Licking his chops. I liked it though.
It was fun. Just think about that. They were named national champions, BYU. Just go to their stadium. It doesn't say, this isn't one of those asterisk like UCF where they claim the national championship, but no one else really gave it to them. They were national champions.
But I don't think it was a deal that gripped the country with dismay.
No, there wasn't dismay. There wasn't dismay. It was like, well, okay. All right, they won it.
So this game's mid-December, and all the games that followed just didn't matter. Like, hey, they're playing really. For second at this point.
No, they didn't matter in that way, but they still matter.
Oh, but I guarantee you, Nebraska was probably playing in an Orange Bowl that year.
And it mattered.
It mattered. Oh, my. Insane how much it mattered. Right.
So that's what we're saying. I don't know how to explain. I mean, it's probably hard for me to explain why it was better. It just was. I mean, it was just better. I don't know why.
The one thing that the most unique thing about college football
is super cool.
One of the things that makes it so popular is it's just freakishly unique. It's so off the wall. To this day,
it's still weird.
It's still weird on how you pick the team. Just about this on the 5-11, they're going to let 11 teams get picked by the committee. 11 teams.
I know.
There's no playing there. There's no, like in the NFL, it's like all of a sudden it's like, how'd those guys get in at 8-8? Well, they won the division. They won. They are 9-7, or they won the division, and that's how they got in. That's how they got, and then they got a home game, and because they won their way into their division. Here, it's still bizarro world.
It's all kind of fun. I mean, it's still good. I still look forward to it. The games are huge. We're gonna see huge.
The first
games.
Year of the playoffs, they didn't even remotely seed them correctly. Didn't. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close to how it should have been seeded. Think who got the byes. It's remarkable.
Right.
I mean, remarkable how this thing happened. It's like, how does this happen? It's like, this is nuts.
You know, yeah. No, yeah. It was.
Made no sense.
What was Ohio State's seed? What were they?
They're the 4 seed.
What's that? No, yeah. What's that? Ohio State? They're the 8
year?
Seed.
They were the 8 seed. Ohio State was the
8 seed.
They wouldn't have made it.
8 seed.
I think Arizona State was the 3rd seed.
Yeah.
They're the 3rd seed going in.
Right. Yep.
So yeah. So that got fixed. But just last year, after all these people with incredible knowledge sitting down thinking about this for years, came up with that plan.
And it. I wouldn't say it failed. Was bad.
The seeding, everyone, to the point to where it was fixed within a day after it was over. It was basically going, okay, large error here. We're going to do this a little better next time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, who didn't have to
our
play?
Our bad. Our bad.
Yeah.
We'll be better next year. Trust us.
So, I mean, when rules get changed immediately, just like the rule got changed when Oregon played with 12 players, and they did it by the rule, they did it correctly, and that week it was changed.
Changed. Immediately.
Yep. Immediately. It's like, okay, huge error. Which means, what were you guys looking at and thinking about before on this thought process? This was not ever brought up in rules meeting whatsoever. It got switched immediately. So when things get switched immediately, that's an egregious error.
Yep.
That was egregious.
Before we get to break, Bill, I know you were out and about a lot this weekend, so you weren't at the house a lot, but did you have, were the halo lights at least on from where you're aware?
They were on. Okay. And then last night we went backwards. We went right back to Mardi Gras again.
Why wouldn't you?
We went right back to Mardi Gras, and we're going to get the whole lineup of street going. LaRue is going to be in. LaRue is getting the lights. LaRue's going to get the
really?
Halo lights. Yes, he's going to have them. We're going to get the whole neighborhood on them. So we got a lot in the neighborhood. Just down the block. I told you, I made Laura walk down to the end of the block to look at this. I go, look at this. Well, this is pretty nice. So the neighborhood, could you imagine how nice it would be if you had 30 houses all below? Like that? Imagine that at Christmas time. Imagine it at Halloween. Imagine it tomorrow night. Would be incredible.
You can play off LaRue, or LaRue can play off your life.
And I think we text back and forth. I'd like to text LaRue and be like, what are you guys thinking tonight? What's going on?
His first name LaRue?
It's John.
John.
But, but LaRue's a cooler name, though.
LaRue's better.
It's LaRue.
And he's very famous in the he is the pin of the neighborhood.
Looks like it.
Anybody within, if you come into the neighborhood, it's like you have to give him directions. You go for, you know where LaRue lives? Yes. Okay. You just go three houses down.
He's the pin.
Oh, we know LaRue.
LaRue, yeah, we know LaRue. We knew that. And the other day I was talking to somebody about some things going on at Hillcrest. I just run it by John. It'd be the best thing to do. Just run it by LaRue, and he'll tell you what's going on. And
somebody should name their kid LaRue.
It's a great name.
Brent Wagner, a former colleague of yours, sent me a group message, and it showed the screenshot of LaRue's hole-in-one.
Yes.
The Journal Star.
In the Journal Star.
Hole in one on hole 16.
Read it.
What
read
club?
It says John LaRue hit a hole in one on hole 16 at Hillcrest Country Club on Tuesday. He used a 5-iron on the 189-yard hole. John LaRue.
Nice.
5-iron.
It's a pretty good hit for 5-iron, isn't
it,
Jake?
Good. That's not bad, John.
That's pretty
not
good.
Not bad, LaRue.
Good job by the Journal Star, too.
Jake, how many hole in ones do you have?
I've got zero.
And Steve, do you have one?
I do.
Steve has one, though. That's interesting. Country
club. If Bill got one before me, I might have to quit golf.
No, you're not quit.
I got within a centimeter.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes. There was someone the other day, I saw someone on social media, goes, just missed a hole in one, and he showed the ball. And at that, it's like 3 feet away.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm like, that's not a just miss.
Were a centimeter away on the list.
No, it was literally that
it's
close. It's
heartbreaking.
That was in Lexington. I was playing in the course in Lexington.
Hit a nice par three shot.
Nice par three. It's kind of a little bit downhill. Yeah.
Wow.
That was back when I thought, I got this game figured out. I got this thing.
Like bowling.
Yeah.
Like when you're in high school.
I got my own gear. I might get a... Never broke 140 again.
That's it. One time.
One time.
You're taking it really serious.
I was serious. Oh, yeah. Had the chalk and stuff. I'm watching bowling. I'm watching Weber. Those guys bowl on Sunday mornings. About 11 o'clock it came on.
I'm not surprised you were okay at it.
Reminder, HaloCustomLighting.com. When we come back, it's Mozzarella Monday. Best of the weekend. Text 464-5685. $25. Valentino's on the line next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.